The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Burger King, Commonwealth Bank.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, CG Atlantic, Ron's Electric Motors, Airborne Freight and Cargo Service, Marco's Pizza, Baja Retreat and Spa, the Ministry of Health, BTC, Island Wholesale, and Bahamas Check Services.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We are today going to have an open line, open conversation type of show. I got no planned specific agenda. There are a couple of things I wanted to mention, but if you want to talk about what's on your mind... Why is the desk wet? They had a what? Oh, she had a cold drink here. Oh, okay. When I see. Okay, I get nervous when I see wet surfaces, and I don't know how they got wet. They just wiped it down. They didn't wipe this part down. All right, if you say so. So I'm a germaphobe. You may have realized at this point I have certain deep psychological problems. I also have a slight case of OCD. My wife says it's getting worse, but, you know, we'll press on. All right, listen, I want to first talk... By the way, you can call me if you want. 422-4796, 422-4796 is the text line. The text line, 422-4796. You can call me at 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. All right, the first thing I want to talk about is the fact that Michael Pintard entered the race in a really big way Wednesday night for leadership of the FNM. Now, here's what I watch. I don't watch, here's what I primarily watch, okay? I watch where the money's at when I'm looking at these leadership races, all right? When Dr. Minnis had a competitor in Loretta Butler-Turner, she came out in a big way. You could tell money was backing her. Unfortunately, the delegates of the FNM weren't impressed with that, and they backed Dr. Minnis, and here we are. But when you could splash out your leadership bid with a launch at the Hilton, and he's already got videos for his campaign. He's already got paraphernalia for his campaign. He's got a slogan. He's got a logo. All right? United Forward. He's focused, and he's being backed by what appears to be significant dollars, right? So just off of this launch and the noise in the market, it looks like Pintard has moved far ahead of any other contenders. The other contenders are Iram Lewis and Kwesi Thompson. By the way, I'm sorry. I told you to call me, and I'm not picking up your phone. That's right. Call me. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. We'll continue to talk about Pintarn. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes. Good afternoon, my brother.
How's it going?
Yes. I thought I would call early before you get deep into your show.
I understand.
Without the callers and stuff, since it's an open line, you know, because things could change.
Just talk to me, my brother. Come on.
All right. Now, as it relates to, and I mean no offense by this, for those who put the advertisement together, as it relates to the game, you hear people talk about the Bahamian situation and relating it to the game. And I'm putting it to them today. That was orchestrated by an educated mindset or group of people. You see, there are educated people, and then there are people who are not educated, but gifted and talented and extremely wealthy from it, without education. So I need them to understand and comprehend, pardon me, okay, that the Bahamian people plight, okay, Deputy Prime Minister Brother Chester Cooper, our plight we have been facing, that our Prime Minister spoke.
Okay. Perhaps I erred in saying just call about anything. Let's take this call and then we'll just pause. Okay, we'll pause on that for a moment. Let me just do this and then we'll take it from there. Okay. Okay, so Michael Pintard came out with a bang on Wednesday. Pintard's a smart guy. He's an eloquent guy. He's got leadership capability. He's got experience, but so does Kwesi. Irem has some as well. But he is far out in front to me because he's got money backing him, and he's starting off with some momentum, and there's a sense of excitement behind his campaign, right? So when Irem Lewis came out, everyone was like, for real? Irem Lewis going to run for leader? Okay. And that was fine. And then Kwesi Thompson wants to run for leader. And, you know, Kwesi Thompson, like, he speaks well. He's a sharp guy, right? But I don't know that he does his homework, all right? I never got the sense that he was, like, on top of things with the Ministry of Grand Bahama or with the Ministry of, well, certainly not with the Ministry of Finance. Like, did you see yesterday? Did anyone see the debate in the House yesterday? What he gave his presentation, right? And FNM, I don't know that this posture of outright attack is the correct one to take, but that's on y'all. So he's given his presentation, and he's talking about the Fiscal Responsibility Act and all this stuff like that. And so Chester Cooper gets up and says, you know, you should be ashamed to talk about the Fiscal Responsibility Act. You were sitting in a cabinet that violated the law by not properly following the Fiscal Responsibility Act. Now, Kwesi maintains that they didn't break any law. Minnis also said that they didn't break any law with the Fiscal Responsibility Act. Yes, you did. Okay? Yes, you did. You didn't cause for the Fiscal Responsibility Council's reports to be tabled when they were supposed to be tabled. You released the pre-election update report late, and you did not include all the things that were asked for. You're saying you did, but you did not. It asked for all approved spending since the budget passed. You didn't include that. Now, there are two versions of the act out there where they scale back. Well, they tabled one act, and then it appears they passed and gazetted an act that made some modifications to what all was needed inside the pre-election update report, but you didn't fulfill it, and you released it late. You did not release it within 10 business days, and you tried to play like you were releasing it on time in following our commitment to the fiscal. No, you didn't. You only did that because Jessica Cooper had to remind you that you were required to do it, in my estimation. Anyway, Kwesi Thompson is talking about that. Chester Cooper and him are going back and forth. Yes, you did break the law, but Chester Cooper comes and says, okay, if you read the act, it says the fiscal responsibility is to submit the report to Parliament. And so Kwesi Thompson says, which is one of the most insane things I've ever heard in my life, Kwesi Thompson said, well, it's the Fiscal Responsibility Council's fault for not submitting the report to Parliament. Listen, how does anything get submitted to Parliament? Anyone know? It has to be tabled by a member of the House of Assembly. That's how things get submitted to Parliament. Okay? That's how things go on the record. The Fiscal Responsibility Council, their members can't come to Parliament and table nothing. Or they can't even cross the bar to get on the green. All right? You see where the chaplain stands when he's saying the prayer? He can't even come on the floor. So it's completely nonsensical, and you want to be leader of the party and possibly prime minister. You got to bone up on the laws, man, particularly the laws that were under your remit. It's completely nonsensical to say that the Fiscal Responsibility Council was supposed to introduce the report to Parliament. That doesn't make any sense. I suppose a senator could have done it too, but the Fiscal Responsibility Council can't do nothing to Parliament. That's like me. That's like them saying, you know, the Auditor General needs to submit a report to Parliament. It doesn't work like that. The Fiscal Responsibility Council gives the report to the Cabinet. The Cabinet brings it to Parliament. This is elementary. You're going to be leader. Please. All right? So you don't get the sense that, and I don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings, but this is national politics. And y'all talk bad about me. I ain't talking bad about you. I'm just saying. I don't get the sense that there's a ton of excitement behind Iram Lewis or Kwesi Thompson. Maybe Kwesi Thompson was carrying on with that because he's a little shook up now that Pintard's coming out the gate so strong. Because y'all just had, like, this Pintard had a whole bashment. It's like at least two videos that I saw. Just with interviews of people, and you know what I mean? Like, well put together, well orchestrated PR. All right? It says, Kwesi Thompson has no clue about digitization. His excuse that they didn't break a law because the law didn't ask them to disclose all liabilities is despicable. It means he knowingly passed a law to pull the wool over the people's eyes. He should remove his name from leadership contention now. He ain't ready. Somebody's text. It says, Michael Pintard is the mature politician, and he can relate to all walks of life, and he has diversified talents to elevate to the leader the Bahamas wants for 2025. Yeah, Pintard, I wouldn't underestimate Pintard. All right? I wouldn't underestimate Pintard. I'm not endorsing him or nothing. I mean, I'm cool with him, but, you know, that's for the F&M to sort out. Firstly, as I said, he articulates very well, all right? And remember when y'all were talking about, oh, it don't matter if you could speak well as long as you get things done. So how'd that work out last lap? All right? So you need a world leader. Not a world leader. You need a national leader who can articulate well, who speaks well, who communicates well. You need that. That's the first thing you need. Because if you can't tell me what your vision is, if you can't tell me what your plan is, if you can't speak to me and let me know that you have a grasp of all these things, right? Like, look at Mia Motley, if you want to take an example of somebody who's, like, just on top of it. Do I agree with everything she says and does? No, but she is on top of her stuff, knows her stuff, can talk about a variety of issues, a plethora of issues, is very well versed on economic issues, is very well versed on legal matters. She's an attorney. She's a Queen's Counsel. She really, when she was in opposition, broke down what was going on with the opposition. She gives you a sense of confidence. She took her country into an IMF program, all right, a structured IMF program, and left Barbadians feeling a sense of comfort about it, right? I think if Brave Davis came tomorrow and said, we're going to an IMF program, I'm like, oh, Jesus, bring minutes back. But she had her country feel a sense of comfort about it, right? Which is not something a lot of countries feel like, oh, geez, well, this is going to hurt, right? Because when you look at they're going to have structured cuts, right? They're going to probably have to scale back on some programs, right? So, but her country still feels, by and large, comfortable about it, popular sentiment in the country anyway. So you need someone with those qualifications, and Pintard has that sort of qualification, right? The next thing is Pintard's a doer, right? He's an organizer. He gets things done, all right? he was working to get his stuff done as best as he could execute with his portfolio, agriculture. And he knows that portfolio, but he also was good in other areas too. So youth sports and culture, et cetera. So he's a guy who's a community activist who can do things in his community and do things on a national level. He's proven that. And he's also a survivor because Minnis don't like him. And he survived Minnis' cabinet. And Minnis didn't want to run him, all right, in Marco City. But Minnis had no choice. Because if F&M's in Marco City branch were like, bruh, it ain't going to happen. All right? Pintard's our man because he stayed on the ground there. Pintard's a dude. Listen, after Dorian, you know how much Pintard got done without the help of the government? They were looking at him like a hero. You know what I mean? He went through Dorian with them, and right after that, he wasn't like, let me book and do the photo ops with everybody and all this and key, right? He hit the ground and help people, and always agitated. Not saying the other Grand Bahamas MPs didn't, but he was notably doing so. Can you say those things about the other people who are in leadership? Contention. When you look at Kwesi Thompson, do you get a sense of, yeah, this guy gets it, and he can get it done too. I don't. That's not a knock on him. That's just, it don't strike me like that, right? When I look at Hiram Lewis, I don't get that either. That's just me. Because, you know, we saw what you were, disaster preparedness, management, whatever it was. And, you know, we weren't impressed. You understand? Let's do the call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Nope, okay. So you can call me now if you'd like. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. It says, good day, Juan. Was anyone charged for driving south a whole length on Milo Butler in the northern lane? Who did that? What? They must have a death wish. Milo Butler is still under construction? And you live out there? You don't go that way. Right. It says, this kind of lawless behavior cannot be tolerated. We have too many people on the payroll for this madness. Oh, wait, someone sent me a video. But yeah, how come y'all don't send me these videos? All that stuff y'all have sent me. Let me see. What's happening?
This. No, I saw
it
in a real place.
Oh, wow. Look. And in your little Japanese car, too. Y'all see, you know, I don't believe in, like, corporal punishment like that. You know what I mean? But you're going to have to get extreme with some of y'all, man, because y'all ain't got no order. Why would you do something like that? And the road open up on the other lane is fine. Now, when you kill somebody, right, you can be in court, go, oh, you know, my bad. I didn't realize. When you knock somebody down and they paralyze for life or like a quadriplegic, you ain't gonna be around, are you? You could be driving your little Japanese car doing nonsense. Let's do the thing. Phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Mr. McCartney, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I sort of, although I'm not a F&M supporter, but I'm sort of drawn towards Mr. Michael Pintard myself. You know, I've spoken to the young man many times. The last time I spoke to him, I was encouraging him because it just his performance to summer. Though he can himself, you know, he's intelligent, he's well-trained in what he studied. He took me back, you know, I didn't even know he remembered me. He took me, he said, Pop, you know I met you. I said, no, I met you a long time when your son was killed on Shirley Street.
Oh, wow.
I say, wow, Sean, you really took me a long time. He said, yeah, and he told me about the pain. He kind of see me going through and stuff. But you know what I'm saying about it? I'd like to end with Mr. McCartney. You know, all those years, I always talked about getting me some crown lines. I mean, you spoke about that many times. You even got agitated sometimes about
it. But you said you got the crown line.
That's what I'm trying to tell you now. You know, me and Mr. Pintard hooked up on Steve McKinney's show one evening, and he said, Sparky, now that I'm a minister, I heard you about this line. So I guarantee you before I leave office or before the next election, you'll have your line. You know, 3 weeks before election, mm-hmm. I was got a call to say, Sparky, come up here to sign your documents.
So you got another piece of land?
Hello?
This is the second piece of ground land.
No, that's the one. You remember the thing that they did with Andros?
You told me you had one in Andros.
Yeah, but I couldn't wake that in the car. I was born in New Providence.
So what
New Providence. Everything here in New Providence, you can't build on the land, no place to live.
What happened to that land?
I told them to transfer that, give me something to New Providence. Everybody told me they didn't have nothing in New Providence. I showed them the land. There's hundreds of acres of property right here in New Providence. I know people from Lancet surveyed every day. They show me the land.
I understand.
It's just a politician.
Where was this land in Andros? How much land was this?
This was mine. They told me it was north of Bamsey. But some 6 acres they gave me.
Six acres? And you didn't want 6 acres of land?
Listen to me, Mr. McCartney.
Send it to me.
How could I move to Andros? No place to live, no transportation, no job. I'm retired. I needed something in New Providence where I could move to and from every morning. So Mr. Tellison Wells, he was going to try and get me something in New Providence. And it's only 2 or 3 acres.
I don't know, Sparky. You could have sold your house. You could have built something on that land. You could have farmed that land, man. You could make money.
You cannot. Look, according to the documents, it's leased land. Mm. You cannot build anything on the land. These people that you see building on property, apartments and churches and restaurants on government leased land, are breaking the law. They're not supposed to build no permanent structure on the land. It states it right there in the documents.
All right, never mind.
Now, I got the land on the 21st of September this year. Mr. Michael Pendard, he made sure I got the land. Now I got the land in New Providence. Getting ready to start on Rigo Farms. Have a good day.
Boy, I Pintard. No, he ain't there no more. I will take the land in Andros. Okay? Send it to me. I will take it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. No? All right. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, a pleasant good afternoon, Brother Warren. I hope you're doing well and your family.
I'm good. How's everything?
Yeah, it's great. Listen, I wanted to say that this is an open line show.
Mm-hmm.
One, I can start like how your friend David is asking you a question. What happens to the money that is confiscated by the police? The other day, they got over $2 million. Where's that money? And where are all the other monies that were confiscated and all the other assets?
Oh, the several million dollars. They have a confiscated assets fund.
And how much is in it? Isn't it?
You know, I'm not certain. I think it may be in the latest budget. I have to check.
It's in the budget?
It may be.
Yeah. I mean, was the fund ever audited?
Well, what happens is the cases have to get litigated. And after they've passed through the court system, then they can transfer the money, or the police. I got to double check how it works. Either the police get to use the money, or it gets transferred, and the government to consolidated fund, and the government allots the money. Not sure.
Because I think like that money should be used for crime fighting initiatives, for things like people like Carlos Reed, them, and other persons who are trying to.
It's usually used for crime fighting.
It is?
Yeah, usually. When they get it, and then when the cases are done. But you can't you can't take my assets and says it's the proceeds of crime or whatever like that. And if I'm still on trial, what if I get proven innocent? You got to give me my money back.
Yeah, but we don't hear about any of these things, whether the case, when the case is over or whatever, that the assets were returned. We don't hear anything about that. I've never heard anybody getting their
money
back.
I have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Property, money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You mean like drug money? Drug money?
Well, it wouldn't be drug money if they were found innocent.
Yeah, but I mean, if like how the other day when this $2 million was found.
No, there are people who are charged with that case, and so it has to go through court.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, all right.
Okay. It says, Pi Spark, you will regret that 6 acres when I build the cable cart and bridge to Andros. I'll take the 6 acres. I'll find a way. It says, I'm from Andros and done apply 3 times and can't get no land. And yes, you can build a permanent structure, but not for resale or rental. You could build it, but you can't rent it. My wife wants some farmland now. I ain't into no farming, do I? Hire people to farm. Yeah, I'll just run the farm. Yeah. Actually, you make a good point. I don't want to, like, do no, like, manual labor, though. Yeah, you make a good point. All right. I mean, I will if I have to. Like, if the zombie apocalypse happen or Skynet takes over. But if I could just go pick it up from the store, I'm gonna do that. Good afternoon. Oh, let's do the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
McCartney, how you doing?
I'm good. How's it going?
Man, that text is so correct. You could build a dwelling over on a farmland and farm on the land. You can do that. It's been proven.
Yeah, that makes sense, right? Wouldn't that would just make sense?
Yeah. Another thing, that's why I like listening to you, you know. I don't agree with some of the things you do, but you hit the nail right on the head today.
All right.
On Behemoths, we need to listen to what you're saying. You got to weigh the situation out. And the 3 candidates that you talk about, you are so dead right. It's who could present, who has the means and ways of doing things, who has the, like how Obama won his election.
Right.
He won his election through the social media. And I believe that Michael Pintard is the right person to take over the leadership of the FNM. They'd do gravest harm to themselves if they was to go any other way.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Pintard has the particular skill set to do well in that. I mean, I could be totally wrong, and he may become leader and it'd be a disaster, but I think he could do well. And I think his message, too, was what really resonated. And he speaks about unity and coming together and moving forward as a cohesive unit, because there's a lot of repairing that needs to be done within the FNM.
I totally agree. Yeah. Now, can anybody basically run for deputy who is not in the House of Assembly? Can another person run for deputy?
Yeah, anyone can run for deputy, but the deputy, the other convention for deputy and chairman and all that isn't until February.
Oh, separate.
Yeah, okay. But any FNM can run, as far as I'm aware.
Brother, keep up the good work. And let me tell you something, Mr. McCartney, man. Mm-hmm. You got patience like Joe, buddy. Because that first caller, I don't know why do you entertain some of these callers, man?
I don't know, man.
And I'm glad your producer cut that first caller, man.
Yeah.
If you ain't got nothing positive to say, don't say that. Why are you going on Mulberry Bush talking about this one and the next one? Come on, man, write your points down if you don't know what you're going to say. Write them down and read from a script.
Right.
Please, in the name of Jesus, name in people.
Okay. Thanks, man.
All the best day, my brother. Continue to do well, my brother.
I appreciate you. All right, let's take a break. And we'll be right back. 6 acres. My Jesus.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
CG Atlantic Agents, how may I help you?
Yes, I want to know where to go to get third-party motor insurance.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay, could you put your feet up?
Okay.
Great. Just go to cgatlanticagents.com, where you can get a quote and buy your insurance online.
Relax. Now you can buy third-party motor insurance wherever and whenever you want. It's as easy as click, quote, buy. CG Atlantic Agents. good like that. Nassau Insurance Brokers and Agents Limited, trading as CG Atlantic agents.
It's Primo time! Marco's Pizza and Coca-Cola have teamed up for a Primo giveaway. That's right, we are giving away the latest tech gifts. Win either a tablet with a Wi-Fi plan, iPhone, Samsung tablet, or Marco's and Coke Bucks. To enter, just make a minimum purchase of $22, which must include a 2-liter Coke product. Fill out your entry receipt and drop it into the Coca-Cola bottle located at any of our stores. Marco's, every store, every day, the Italian way. Hello, Primo.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
BK Nassau and Pepsi want to bring you a fun day on us. Upgrade your favorite combo and get a chance to win great prizes like staycations at Atlantis or Baja Mar, powerboat adventure excursions, or a Blue Lagoon dolphin encounter. You can also win a relaxing day at Sandy Toes or a VIP movie experience at Fusion. Upgrade your combo at any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations and enter to win online at bk242.com. Win fun days with Pepsi and Burger King, where taste is king.
With BTC Business's new smart solutions powered by super fast, reliable broadband, you'll feel like there are more versions of you working for you. From website design, development, and digital marketing to promote your business, 24/7 business class support to cloud solutions, security, and more. Multiply your growth today.
Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So very good to have you with us. All right, we were talking. We actually have an open line show, right? Let me clarify. Let me try to telegraph to you what I envision in my head when I say open line. I'm talking about specific, pertinent national concerns or challenges that you want to identify and point out, or questions you may have that would, the answers to which would provide some clarity about what's going on with certain things in the nation, to the extent that I can help you with that. Okay? Let's go to the phone lines. Good afternoon. Welcome to the
afternoon,
Revolution.
Mr. McCartney.
How's it
nice
going?
Show. Nice show.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, does immigration have a policy where, let's say, for every person they would grant citizenship to, who applied, say, from China or Barbados or whatever, they would also grant to someone from Switzerland? Is it like, I get one of y'all and then I get one of the uninvolved? You know, yes, so we get a lot of, if you go ride down a one-way street, obviously you just reach, right?
Well, you should be dragged out of, anyway, let me not advocate that. So,
I, you see, anyway,
I'm gonna, people are telling me I was be too harsh, so I cannot say what I want to say.
No, but no, I just feel as though we seem to be attracting a lot of uninvolved, and that's going to be to our detriment in the long run, because you're going to have people who are going to be using the word tall for something that's long, and the communication is going to get all conscrewed, and I don't know where we're going. But look, give me the 6 acres. I know what to do with it.
My brother, he don't have foresight, you know. And yet, not to diss you, Sparky, but I don't understand what it is you're doing.
Well, you don't have any children.
He have children. Because, let me show you something. If you give me 6 acres of land on Andrew, they're about to legalize medical marijuana. Marijuana grow real easy.
Real easy.
You could, 6 acres of marijuana, you'd be set. Anyway.
Well, I know when Cecil was alive, and just before the cancer hit him, he and I were trying to get Goodman's Bay back. And it was possible because we had a short window, and he died in the process. So I know how important land is, my friend. Get it when you could, wherever you could.
I agree. Thanks, my brother. All right. Okay. Let's check the text line. All right. This says, hello. This is good day, McCartney. That just shows you that no matter what you do for people, they are not appreciative. Sparky should be ashamed. Tell him to get to the point when he calls. Always going from here to Jabim. Before you say what he has to say. Oh, Lord, you'll be so critical of the people. This says, so Pintard gave you land and you still campaign against the F&M? That's right. That's right. You would think that would sway him, eh? After not being able to get it under the PLP. Says, hello, McCartney. Any info about Clico? I still have not found out anything. I don't have any current info on Clico, but it is worth a follow-up. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Mr. McCartney, how you doing?
I'm good. How's it going?
I had to call back for that gentleman who just called a few minutes ago. Why is it that anything that happens in this current country is foreign?
Yeah, I don't know that person is. I don't know who that person is.
You can't be doing that. So every accident that happens in America now, it's Bohemians or somebody who comes from another country. Man, come on, man. Other people see this too. What I saw happen today just not fun. Going to a meeting. Two taxi cab drivers. Pull on the side of the road, one going opposite direction. Pull on the side of the road. And I mean pull right in the middle of the road and stop to start conversating.
I can believe that.
Okay, man. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you. It says so. That's absolutely correct. I don't know that that person was a foreigner. I don't know who that was. Whoever it was is wild. Then says, so want to listen to Michael Pintard's speech at his meeting to announce his candidacy for F&M leader. That speech was very inspiring. I am predicting that in 2026, Astor Brave has served his one and only term in office as prime minister. Michael Pintard will serve two terms, just like Hubert Ingraham. Yep, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe Davis will break the trend. Maybe he'll pass the baton to Cooper. We'll see. But it was a good speech. I thought it was a bit lengthy, but Michael Pintard always has, you know, a lot to say, so that didn't shock me. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good day. I'd like to ask a question.
Okay.
How do you relate to people who aren't interested in getting vaccinated? What avenues do we have to not being discriminated at this point? You know, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I would like to wait 2 years before I take the Pfizer, because I just don't believe that enough due diligence was done to the vaccine.
I understand. Discriminated against in what respect?
Well, discriminated in a, I see that you were reading in the previous show about some new laws that you all that they are going to pass, and they seem pretty discriminatory as for getting tests. You know, I don't think a lot of people have finance to be getting regularly tested.
Yep.
So no, and I had heard the government was paying for testing, but I'm not sure that continuous testing, people in the hotel, restaurant business, you know, a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, it would be, I would be interested to, because the, if you're just talking about the testing, A, it is discriminatory. B, it shouldn't be a problem financially if the PLP lives up to its commitment to provide free testing. You see?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but as far as, but my brother, COVID has changed the game to where we're so cavalier with people's civil liberties. And it really is unfortunate that we've adjusted so quickly to discriminating against our fellow citizens. You know, I understand the need to take public health measures, but it's getting more and more bizarre as we go along. Yeah. But what I'm hoping is good news. Pfizer, I know you don't want their vaccine, but Pfizer has a pill that's an antiviral pill that you, if you get COVID, you take it before you go to the hospital or anything. You take it, and they said it's 90%. You don't get very sick or die. I think it's almost 100%.
I heard about that pill, and I heard that they also pull Pfizer for use in kids, you know. But I just, like, I mean, for me, I know a lot of people, I get riled after I say this. I'd like to wait 2 years before I take it. I have no problem taking it. I just...
That's your right, man. Don't let nobody... It's your right to put in your body what you want. You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
Yeah, so... That's a personal choice you make. That's not a choice the government should make for you, and it's not a choice the government is making for you, although, to me, these measures are coercive.
All right? Exactly. That's what I was saying. It's like, if you kind of provide for you and your family, what other choice do you have but to take the vaccine, stuff between the rock and hard place?
If you want to live a semi-normal life, right?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. But I'm happy about the pill. All right? I don't know what's in it, but I don't know what's in half the stuff I take, right? I don't, right? So, like, I don't know what's in my blood pressure medicine. I have no idea. It could be killing me. I hope it's not, knock on wood, right? I was like, my wife bought some, like, I get the blue Panadol, and my wife bought, like, the green packet of Panadol, and I was reading the packet, the back of the packet, because I didn't know if it was normal Panadol, you know? What is Panadol? Paracetamol? And my son was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm checking to see what's in it. So I don't know, this may have some, like, caffeine in it or something weird, like Yohimbe or something like that. And so I don't want to know that. Let's, one quick call, then we got to go to the news. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Everything good. Hey, you remember when, let's get it right.
Okay, you don't remember.
Yeah, no lie, I gotta remember. So much change running in my head.
Call me back on the other side of the break when you remember.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. It says marijuana is not grown easily. McCartney, industrial hemp grows easily. It's slightly different and grown for different purposes. Marijuana plants respond to stress. Marijuana plants respond to love. So they tell me. We'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned.
Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
But he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bog down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody got to know it's you.
So how do they work?
All you got to do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution. My name is Juan McCartney here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're not talking about stuff with any great level of focus, but we do have an open line show. And I was talking about the leadership race for the Free National Movement. Let's get it a text. Good day. Kindly advise your host that she is in the spirit. Wives Club is coming soon. This can be for me, right? This is for someone else. Levin had someone looking to make a love connection or something? No? Did he? Okay. I don't know. Juan, the e-procurement is law, right? And that means the PLP have to follow it, right? Yes, that's right. Also, try to get the gentleman back on your show. If he don't show up, the fix is in. Your thoughts? What gentleman? You know, I never did have Daniel Ferguson on. I need to have him on. I need to reach out to him. Juan just brought my Airbnb in Exuma. Yes, I'll be making money while you guys paying rent and mortgage. Be wise, Bahamians. You bought it cash? Because you're going to be paying mortgage too if you didn't. But it will be an income-generating property. Like, anyway, we'll have a show about it one day. Like, of course, if you could get a Airbnb, if you have some property or your family has some property and you convert it into an Airbnb, I think that's a very smart move. But you got to figure out the cost benefit of leveraging debt in order to open up something like an Airbnb. I suppose you would do that analysis before you get into it. Juan, did you ever find out about the Muslim at the passport? Yes, yes, yes. The passport office, the lady's call, message, she says she's a Muslim and she wears the hijab. I guess it's, I assume it's the hijab. And she is not allowed to show her ears because of her religious beliefs, but the passport office wants you to show your ears for why I don't know, but they told her that they couldn't accept the picture with her ears covered. So the passport office said, if you get a letter from your religious leader, which would be your imam, stating that this is part of your religious beliefs, then you can bring the photo with your ears covered. Okay. Let's go. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
How you doing, Juan?
I'm great. How's it going?
Man, good show as usual, man. Sometimes I just be listening and seeing, right? Mm-hmm. Seeing that you have more like a open line, you know. My thing is, like, Juan, I am not aware of no leadership reason, not right now. We got a country to run. I listened to Lena Sandra Martins, you know, and she said some good things. Need to get them trained back to school and face-to-face learning.
Agreed.
I wish you'd take me awake, man. I think I ain't got to have games.
We listen.
Partying, man. Huh? Go ahead.
This education thing is an emergency, and people are kind of glossing over it. And we're going to feel the impact of this years from now. We're going to be like,
exactly.
What is causing this? What is causing this underachievement? What is causing this rise in crime? What does it do to? And a lot of it's going to lead back to this. This is a grave mistake.
The biggest mistake the Fire Nation makes is when he had that when he wanted to have a national newspaper 40 years ago. The change, the question, the risk, black and white, baby people didn't want to join to join these things. 40 years later, trying to be lost a lot of women and men to drugs. Nurses on cocaine, judges, doctors, teachers, every pop artists. No, you need to watch them buying coke. Journalists, everybody. We need to put people in power who have a 25-year plan. Don't care what them come about, that ain't changing. See, that is called a dumb and stupid. Right now, what I see in the inner city every day, I watch the young boys and girls walking up and down. What do you think happened in the next 3 or 4 years? They got children. Who do you think have the petty bills? The working class, like you say, and the middle class. They can be on service so on and on. You set up a license, show your car. You set up your mortgage, you set up a light bill, water bill, etc. The Bahamas is not a that bad money from both governments. You see, and they tell me, leadership, where is the money? The minute they come here humble right now, the minute they get power one, guess what they do? They go to Levy Key Pirates Island, respond it, and cater to them. They get the fellas on the street, the general, the foot soldiers now. You know, see, they can't have one country leaders, man. They need a 30-year plan, like Singapore, them dead. They might say what they want, but Cuba and Singapore and China, some countries doing good, you know. North Korea, them doing good, you know.
North Korea's not doing so great.
One, don't mind that. North Korea ain't waiting for it. You see America, one of Afghanistan last week, they lose that war. They lose that war. Some people fighting 5,000 years. Leave the people alone. Sometimes they leave people alone, man.
Agreed.
And then take my call, man.
All right. Take care. All right. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Yeah, man. I think that, hey, back in the day, when you take immunization and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
They never used to have no lottery to say, okay, you take it, we can put you in a lottery so you could win a prize and stuff, right?
No, just take it. That's it.
Okay. So now, what would get me with this so-called vaccine, right? Is that they are trying so hard to make you take this poison in your arm. They're doing everything in the world, even the President of the United States talking about the hurricane, that he's talking about, oh, you know, you got to take your vaccine for a hurricane. I said, what the hell I got to do with the hurricane and evacuation, right?
Okay.
Now, this one now, when America given us vaccine, they on the airport on the tarmac sticking the American flag on it. It's like, really now? This come from America? Are you sure this come from America? You know, and they have a lot of videos the same way the Oban deal when the man signed the paper, the white man signed the Indian man name on the paper. They have the videos, the cameras and stuff. I mean, zooming on these syringes and stuff. And you can see the syringes are fake, but yet they want me to be a human guinea pig. You know?
I understand.
I don't know what their agenda, but I know something. Let them in the mind take their shot.
That's fine. You ain't got to take it. I mean, no one's making you take it. But that they're developing different things is encouraging. So soon we'll have medication that's effective enough to where the vaccination thing will not only be optional, but will have less mandatory things attached to it. All right. Now, I'm vaccinated. But the vaccinations for the 5 to 11-year-olds from Pfizer, I'm going to wait until they vaccinate a much wider population of children that in that age group before I vaccinate my children. So, but that's just me. You do with your child as you would wish. All right. McCartney, the Bahamas Development Bank moved out of the building on West Bay Street. Do you know if the government is going to allow that building to decay, just like the gaming board's building? I say yeah. I'm pretty sure they just leave it there to rot. That's usually what we do. Just leave rotting structures up because we don't have the will or the pride to do anything about it. The last person I heard speak to that, last thing I heard that spoke to that was the FNM was promising to take care of that. All right? So unless someone from the PLP is saying different, my assumption will be that, yeah, it'll rot. All right? And all the buildings that are decaying and rotting downtown, they'll stay there rotten. I feel so like, you know, like, if you live in, like, an environment where stuff broke down, you could deal with it. You usually deal with it or adjust or get used to it, particularly if it's not something that is under your specific control. But sometimes it is under your control and you still get used to it. Like, I had, like, my kitchen faucet was, like, it was, like, leaning, you know what I mean? But it still worked. And so, so I left it there for like a year. And then when like my mom got sick and all the nurses came there and I just was watching these nurses go look at the kitchen faucet. It's broken. It still works. I was like, I got to fix this faucet. I can't have people coming to my house saying this guy's got a broken faucet and just thinks it's okay. So it wasn't until somebody else enters the environment that you think that you should fix it. So when I drive downtown, right, I'm so used to everything being in a state of decay and disrepair, particularly as you go further east, that I'm used to it. And now that, like, you see the tourists come back and everything like that, I feel this fresh sense of shame. It shouldn't take the tourists to make you feel shame or pride in your country. But sometimes when you realize that, oh, other people are looking at this, and this is a representation of who they're looking at this as. This is the representation of who these people are. Right? They let things decay and rot around them. They leave things in a state of filth and disrepair. That's the kind of people they are. And I don't want people to look at me like that. All right? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. Courtney. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
I'm just calling and concerning seeing that we're taking down some old buildings and doing something about downtown. Mm-hmm. Well, it seems as if there are no markings around the Rodney Bain building. And that's been standing there unused for almost, what, 10 years?
Yeah, they got to take that down.
Yeah, you know, because that's an eyesore. And a lot of rodents at nighttime just roll in and out of it, you know.
Well, you got new U.S. embassy, new
exactly.
$300 million U.S. embassy, new, I forgot how much the central bank building is supposed to cost.
Uh-huh.
And then you got Rodney Bain building just falling apart.
Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. But thanks for letting me share, man.
No problem. Yeah. Let's go through some more of these texts. Well, on the Town Center Mall deal and the Oban deal, craft the same way, needs to be looked into. Maybe the same lawyers involved one. Check the Oban deal. Yeah, the Town Center Mall deal, the structure of it is weird to me. The price is high to me, too. But as Joe Beth Colby said, it's probably too costly to get out of it. You probably got to let it run its course. I mean, I've been to the new post office. I mean, that don't look like no $1 million a year space to me. But good afternoon, McCartney. I don't have a problem with people wanting to be the leader of this country. I think the problem lies where they do not put the people first, and they're looking for self-aggrandizement. Yep. Juan, how come Pintard's photo op did not include the diversity of males and females? Other than that, Pintard is a doer, and he worked across party lines. Did you mean the photo we took and they were like mostly women in the photo? Is that what you mean? I don't know. I don't know if he like thought to like arrange it to like reflect proper population demographics. They just maybe the people who he's close to. Says, good day, Juan. I heard Minister Darvall's grand speech and promise on Monday night. However, we at the Ministry of Health Contact Tracing Unit on Meeting Street still have not been paid. What has happened is that we've been warned not to speak out concerning not being paid in 3-4 months. Yeah, well, keep me updated on that one. We'll keep the pressure on with that. And it says, all of them who was in the cabinet, former cabinet minister, should hang their head down in shame. Michael is nothing but a political, very bad word that you would use about him. So, I mean, so, feels personal right there. I think KB is a genius, an underappreciated. His lyrics are crazy. KB? Juan, how you let Sparky undress himself on air, man? You're wrong for that. I'm asking, but he's the one. He's offering the information. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How's it going?
But yeah, I was glad to get in contact with you.
Okay.
I call you because I really just need some help, sir.
What do you need help with?
My name is Brad Stone Brennan, right?
Okay.
My father died last year, July the 4th. And I was trying to find out what happened in the state, right?
Mm-hmm.
The person was charged off, it wouldn't see me. They wouldn't talk to me. Right now, I don't have no money. They say, go on, no lawyer or check nobody. I don't find me using any agency. I can check who will assist me. I believe I am 100% blind. I don't have no feelings in my hands, so I really can't get around. And I live by myself.
What is it that you're trying to find out?
I'm trying to find out how to find out about my father's estate. He died last year.
Oh, if your father left you anything?
I'm trying to find out what happened. He have a house, duplex on rent. He have a house.
Were you his he next? Who was his next of kin? Who was his next of kin?
I his oldest son, me.
You're his oldest son. And did he have a will?
That's like trying to find out. My sister, who's the lawyer, right, who deal with all our business and stuff, she wouldn't talk to nobody. I call her. She wouldn't answer me. And I called a couple of days ago, right? Mm-hmm. She wouldn't give me an appointment to see her. But the next morning, somebody called me and said, my daddy can say I can live on the land. I like that. And that was it. So I heard people are doing renovations on the apartments to Cadolio Street. They're doing renovations on the house. But me being the oldest son, I know it's nothing. And it's taking us, right? But it's three sisters who are involved with everything who ain't talking to nobody else. And I can't, the condition I am, I can't afford to really get somebody to look into it unless there's an agency I go to look into it for me, sir. That's what I'm trying to find out if there's an agency where
you can,
I don't have the money to pay no lawyer.
Okay, listen to me. You can contact the Eugene Deputch Law School. And they usually have a legal aid clinic. I don't know the details about it, but you contact the Eugene Deputch Law School. They have legal aid clinics, and I don't know exactly the details. Oh, someone sent it to me. It's on City Corporate Center, Rosetta Street, Palmdale. It's open to the public Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Okay?
That's the whole thing, Mr. Cosby. Getting somebody to carry me and all that stuff, that's my whole problem getting around, you know what I mean?
My brother, you're gonna have to put some work in, I'm afraid. So you don't have any contacts who can help you?
You? I tried to get in contact with my MP, Mr. Lennon, but she in the house and the thing of one time but she looked at me, but no, she's so busy now, I mean like,
okay.
I don't know the place they have to make it. If I even get somebody, you really can't get the bag and find money to pay it.
No, you don't have to.
To get there. To go with me, give me a ride here, and wait on me and tell me through the situation. Like I say, I can't see, and I don't see a spare. You know, so, and I don't know much about places like that.
I can try to. I can pass your information on to Ms. Hannah Martin, but that's about as much as I could do. So send me your information, or stay on the line and give the producer information, and I'll make sure to send it to Miss Hannah Martin and see if one of her people can organize a ride to the Eugene Deputch Law School Legal Aid Clinic.
Right,
it is free.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
right,
so
sir.
Get his information for me, and I'll pass it on to Miss Hannah Martin. That's my homie. She won't blue tick me. All right, let's go to the break, and we'll be right back.
Frito-Lay chips like Ruffles, Doritos, Cheeto Smart Food Popcorn, and Funyuns, you're going to love getting a chance to win great instant prizes this Saturday, November 6th at Janet Kemp Snacks Robinson Road. Join the Frito-Lay Island Wholesale Team between 12 and 3 this Saturday. Make a qualifying purchase of any Frito-Lay's chips or Smart Food Popcorn, and you get a chance to spin and win great instant prizes. And don't forget to put your contact info on your receipt and drop it in the promo box at participating locations for a chance to win bicycles and hoverboards in the grand prize drawing November 27th. Frito-Lay chips distributed by Island Wholesale.
Bahamas Check Services Limited has been printing checks, business forms, and deposit books in the Bahamas for over 30 years. We are highly specialized in creating custom forms to suit any and all your business needs. If you need continuous forms, continuous invoices, invoice books, or purchase orders, we can provide them for you. Call 677-8720 or email checks@coralwave.com.
So I come to work today, meet my coworker in front of the computer crying. AC sky high, you know, but she's sweating. I ask her what happened.
The VAT.
Apparently, she ordered some stuff online, but she threatened with this VAT increase. I told her I cannot guarantee she won't feel the pinch of the increase, but I can guarantee low rates on her shipping fee from Airborne Freight and Cargo Services. Then she can ask me if I'm sure they still will give her low rates in spite of the increase. I ask her what but that she don't understand. If she look at the alphabet, she will see. A is A, B is B, C is C. That don't change. 1, 2, 3. I give the answer. Bye-bye.
Call Airborne Freight and Cargo Services at 377-0450 today.
Hey, it's spa week. We got what you need. Sit back, relax, and come in for a treat. We just want to make you smile. We will go the extra mile. Baja Retreat Spa.
Come visit us at Baja Retreat Spa on East Bay Street. Contact us at 323-6711 or visit us online at www.baharetreat.com.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Juan McCartney, so happy to have you with us. Juan, did they finally announce the chairpersons and members for all the boards? No, they didn't. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen the VAT legislation. As if Minnis steps down as representative for Killarney, as he should have done by now, triggering a by-election, the FNM have a suitable candidate standing by, so there's more of a choice for leadership of the party? Or will it be yet another seat for the current ruling party? Please, DNA, get your act together so you're ready for election. Juan, let's just wait and see if Dr. Dwayne Sands nominates for leader before we start touting and promoting Pintard, another career politician. What's wrong with being a career politician? It says, hi, Juan, you mean someone gets 6 acres of crown land, and I've been applying from 2009. They make me bring bank reference as well for 1.5 measly acres I was applying for. Yeah, 6 acres is a lot. Hey, Juan, what a town center mall deal. Shaking my head. Yeah, like the whole, you got to pay to convert the space back if you don't, when you leave or whatever like that. Like, I don't, you know. It says, are the list for the boards out? No, the list for all the boards are not out. We got a list of some chairman, or maybe one of you guys have it. I don't have it. It says, the Minister of National Security said that the Commissioner of Police gave him a revised promotion list. What does that even mean? Can people who were promoted lawfully now be removed from the promotion exercise? I don't know what that means. And no, they can't take your promotion away, as far as I'm aware. I don't know what that means. I could only assume it to mean that something has changed in terms of people have either left the force or retired or whatever like that from the last list, and that wasn't approved, so they had a revised list. I can't imagine, like, Wayne Monroe went there and, no, don't promote this dude and don't promote that dude. And he goes, okay, let me just change the list here, what I had. So I don't think that's the case. It says, Juan, what a wonderful deal we the taxpayers got on that post office lease, don't you think? I mean, I'm happy the post office moved. I don't think the thing should have went to a sitting cabinet minister, but, and I don't think the deal is the best deal that we could have got. But it appears that we're locked in. This is one of the officers I know told me yesterday his and others' promotions were taken away. Really? Well, I would urge them to speak with us or have the Police Staff Association speak with us if that's the case. Says, what are the side effects of the COVID pill? I don't know. You live? That's, I don't know. I didn't read that much about it, honestly. I just saw them said Pfizer wants to seek approval for their pill. I'm like, great, there's a pill. Good day, Dr. Dwayne Sands will be the next leader of the FNM. Hubert Ingram will influence the outcome of leadership. All right. Says, I totally agree with your last caller. I'm not anti-vax, but I want to wait 2 years before I'm happy about the COVID pill as well. But one, leaders around the world are backtracking on the mandates. Look at Canada now because there's much protest. Says, what? Cooper will be the next PM. Words are good, but accomplishments versus accomplishments, Cooper is in front. Yeah, I mean, Cooper is certainly well positioned to ascend to the prime ministership. One, I like the way your news team reported those who died with versus those who died from COVID. Kudos. Okay, thanks. I'll tell them. I totally agree with what you said about Pintard. A doer, articulate, and has vision. Good choice for leader of the FNM. Not impressed with Lewis or Thompson. Here's my advice to Kwesi Thompson. And, you know, hey, I'm going to put it down. You don't want to pick it up. Not a problem. All right? Research what it is you're talking about before you start talking. That's my advice to you. Okay? So before you start talking about the Fiscal Responsibility Act, acquaint yourself with what is in the Fiscal Responsibility Act. Juan, what did you think about the debate? The debate on the speech from the throne, it was all right. Yeah, a couple of highlights. But it was all right. It wasn't nothing revelatory. Maybe the debate on the budget will be more informative. A couple of the highlights, you know, a couple of people did their work. You could tell, you know, Sears, Cooper, Monroe was informative. Joe Beth Colby was solid. All right. Couple of others. No one else other than those guys really just stood out to me. All right. I thought the speakers touched too aggressive. That's just me. She could, you know, like I said, take it down a notch. All right? It ain't like that, right? To where it got to be a problem. All right? That's just, it ain't got to be, you know, all this scowling and XYZ. And speaking of people like their children, let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McGartney.
How's it going, man?
Hey, Rachel, you know, you're working 16 hours a day, 14 hours a day, man.
Wow, so, man.
I felt different for the brother who was blind, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that these banks and insurance companies are getting away with, you know. And so there was somebody who's in the chat group that I get some information. This is some form you fill out to the banks before someone dies because they spoke about the problems that siblings and survivors have, like, in recovering these money and these funds from these banks. I have a friend going through a problem now. Somebody left over 100-something grand, and they having problem accessing it. But, you know, it's just all kind of problems with legalities. I don't know. They need to fix these things. But, of course, the bureaucrats will win, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even as you see it in the medical industry. Now, you know the kind of knowledge I have about science, right, Juan? It's not, it didn't just drop and say, you're 52, you know. I read it because I know lies are always predominant. And so what happens is there are about 7 types of vaccines. Like, you have recombining technology, mRNA, attenuated, toxoid, subunit, conjugate, all type of vaccines. You know, subunits may be some of the safest. But the thing is, you remember me saying, like, a little while back, they should have taken an antiviral approach?
Now they're
taking an antiviral approach, right? But you remember, Merck has one, too. So what I'm saying is, boy, the rich really have a lot of psyops offices. I see they're using the DJs on 100 Jams. Now, I try and escape. Sometimes I listen to 100 Jams, and then them guys, they have the music, you know, I like the reggae, and that's helping me, like pushing me to wake sometimes. I get them a little bit awake. But like I'm saying, the rich people have a lot of psyops offices. But the fact that, you know, a lot of people are commenting on things that they really know nothing about, you know. And, you know, let somebody send you a text last week saying, tell the anti-vaxxers to shut up. There's no such thing as an anti-vaxxer, you know. And so, I was just saying, if they want to be a guinea pig by himself, then he could go forward too. But a lot of people are pushing the scientific dictatorship agenda, and they know nothing about what's going on. I don't know. Have you read The Great Reset, Mr. McCartney?
I haven't. You keep telling me about it, but I haven't.
Yeah, but, you know, what is frightening to me is the things that they mentioned in this book from last year, of 2020 June. The book was written maybe in 2019 or maybe before, right? But what I'm saying is, I was trying to figure out how they could. First, it's not really conjecture because everything in this book is coming to fruition. So I just wanted you and the public, you know, all of these supply chain constructs, all of these things are man-made. They know the repercussions of all of this scamdemic that they're carrying us through, even though the COVID is real. I just lost a couple of friends a couple of days ago from the COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also because of the lack of innovative health care, you know, Mr. McCartney. I go, listen to me. You would be surprised to know within 52 brains. Have a good day. Bless up, man.
All right, my brother. Yeah. Appreciate you. The supply chain thing is crazy. My wife is just telling me, like, a turkey in the States was, like, certain size turkey was $22. Now it's going to be $50. Probably going to be $100 here. We're going to have chicken for Christmas, if that's the case. Juan, are you trying to tell the chair how to do its job? Yes. Yes, yes. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm trying to tell Patricia DeVoe how to do her job better. Yes, that's precisely what I'm doing. I would estimate that, unlike her, I have witnessed many years of speakers of the House of Assembly doing their job, and I think that she could do a better job. So, yes, I'm telling her how to do her job. That's correct. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. One more time. Good afternoon. Welcome. Okay. Good day, Juan. Most of these politicians don't care about the people, only themselves and friends. We have to pay for all this foolishness they do. It's so upsetting, and they're all alike, both parties. I'm fed up with them and that post office deal. I wouldn't say most of them don't care about the people. I don't know that to be true. It says, hi, I want our Chinese friends to help me build the cable cart to Andros. I have 70% of materials already. A cable cart to Andros. Okay, I gotta look at it. I don't know what that means. I'm not gonna lie to you. Says, hi, JJ. The PLP can run the country while Pintard takes over the FNM. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Freedom of Information Act. When will this office be open to the public? Well, given the last interview that the Information Commissioner did with Travis Cartwright Carroll, I would not expect it to be open before the end of 2022. We got a phone line? That's fine. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
What?
Yes.
Can you do me a favor, man? Check with your contact down by NAB. Seems a regular pensioner's getting $50. Just now.
$50?
Could you ask for me, please?
I can check, but I haven't heard anything to that effect. That there's a $50 increase. But I can check.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Says, tell JJ the persons didn't go on drugs because we didn't get the national service. There are many groups that these children can join today, Royal Ambassadors Club, Boys Brigades, many other clubs. Yeah, Governor General Youth Awards. Like, I like how you, like, specifically had to say, like, journalists were buying cocaine. You ain't seen me buy no cocaine. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
McCartney.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, I want... The reference that caller just before me, right?
Mm-hmm.
These national insurance people, they something wrong with their head, because national insurance, listen, I retired from the police force, well, 25 years in 2000, and 1996, 5th November.
Wow.
I did 10 years pension and salary till 2006, okay? Mm-hmm. And since I retired, my benefit at national insurance, what I get from national insurance, it's more than I get in a pension from the police force. Because guess what? Mm-hmm. For information for that last caller, national insurance give a raise every 2 years, July.
Every other year.
Yeah. So tell that caller you're getting one July next year.
Okay.
And if you know the lady who retired from there, skip my memory now. She used to always be on Dartmouth, and you always call her sometime.
Pandora Butler.
Right. Mm-hmm. She will tell you. National insurance do more. Listen, the raise, I should get $75, right?
Because
I'm getting $4.17, less than $1,000 from the police force. Now, Ingram did good. Ingram did good because he revolutionized the pay scale for all civil servants.
Right.
Including my wife, who's a teacher. But guess what? The raise them was adding to my salary, but it wasn't adding to my pension.
I got you.
So I got a raise in 97 and 98, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then... you know, Ingram left on the books, right? And then, you know, he lose in 2002. So the Perry Christie government gave one in 2002, but he failed to give the one in 2004. So the last raise I got on my pension, and all pensioners, government pensioners, the last raise they got was 19 years ago.
Last raise on the pension, but
yes, yeah, 19 years ago. And I could put my head on chopping block for that. I 19 years ago. So what I'm saying...
But Braves Davis said they're going to increase the pension.
Yeah, I will get, my wife will get $50.
Okay.
Because, you know, she got a good teacher's pension, and I will get $75.
Oh, okay.
But what I'm saying, that caller, and they was calling since the Prime Minister said that, they was calling all these shorts to ask them, what's for them? They just got, okay, we, because of COVID last year, and then the people was going on there to get benefits and stuff was crowded, so the raise you posted got July last year. We didn't get it until October. We got a back pay on it in October.
Okay.
And I got $52 and some cents on my own. They was from 2.4% to 2.8%. So I don't know what these callers. They're not the national. That raise is not for the national insurance pension. I'm contributing pensioners.
I got another call, but thank you for the information. All right, let's do the next call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. No? Okay. Are we going to break? Is that what we're doing? Okay. Let's do it. We'll be right back.
Rock electric. Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
CG Atlantic Agents, how may I help you?
Yes, I want to know where to go to get third-party motor insurance.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay, could you put your feet up?
Okay.
Great. Just go to cgatlanticagents.com, where you can get a quote and buy your insurance online.
Relax. Now you can buy third-party motor insurance wherever and whenever you want. It's as easy as click, quote, buy. CG Atlantic Agents. Good like that. Nassau Insurance Brokers and Agents Limited. Trading as CG Atlantic Agents.
Do you worry that you or your loved ones may get COVID-19 and possibly die from it? Getting a COVID-19 vaccine can lower your risk of severe illness or death from COVID-19. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is available, and you only need one shot. One and done and fully vaccinated for now. Talk to a healthcare professional about your concerns and about getting vaccinated. To be safe, continue to wash your hands, wear your face mask, practice physical distancing, and get vaccinated.
This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health and this radio station.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio. I'm McCartney. Bro, why do we call the tourist base downtown the straw market when clearly there's hardly any straw products in there, only made in China products? Change the name. Yeah, there's a case to be made to that, for that. One, I don't understand why vaccinated people are so concerned about non-vaccinated people. The non-vaccinated people are being tested everywhere they go. But the vaccinated people walk in everywhere without being tested, so they're infecting themselves as well. What I find very amusing is the vaccine after a year is safe, but marijuana, which has been around for centuries, still needs more research, right? That is amusing. Hey, Juan, that's a lie about promotions were being taken away because the promotion exercise has not yet been released. It says, tell Darvill and the PLP government to don't talk no fool about children under the age of 11 to take vaccine. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that Darvill says that, you know, because some people want to vaccinate their children, all right? I'm not one of them who's running to do so, but there are many people who do. Good afternoon, McCartney. I would prefer Pintard or McElpine over all the rest of them. A1, the Postal Service needs to be thrown away and put in something with sense. It's completely horrendous. It's not ideal, I'll give you that. I know there were many factions prior to last night. I'm informed by many of those who are part of some of those factions that it's over. The supporters for Mr. Pintard and the other current candidates should respectfully show solidarity and bow out of the race and support Mr. Pintard. I don't know about that. I mean, it's still a democratic organization, is it not? If I feel I have something to offer for leadership and there's not a huge level of contention going on and I just want to offer for leadership, I should be able to do so. Now, if I offer for leadership and we ignite, like, war in the party, then that's an issue. We'll take this one last call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Vaughn. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
It's going all right. I'd like to make two comments on two entirely different things you've been talking about.
Go ahead.
One is the redesigning of our money. I think by now they should give that to the children in the College of the Bahamas. Who could? Because the people who are doing it, they keep doing the money similar to the money that's already out. Mm-hmm. And you make like the $100 bill that came out. You know how many times I made a mistake thinking that was 50?
I think when I saw that, I was like, they should have kept it blue.
I think now, that's something that the College of the Bahamas could take. You could get a discreet set of people who swear their allegiance to the country and don't say it's done and all of that. But somebody somewhere is doing it, they have to swear to the same thing.
Right.
Let our university now get into make design and put more things and to make the money different. Because people, you give it, when the 20s, when the 10s came out, you thought it was 50. So they make them too similar now. I think that's outdated now. And this new generation, they could come up with all kinds of things to make the money more solvent, and it wouldn't be that easy to copy.
Right.
The next thing, I would like to know what happened to all the seafood that they caught the Santo Domingan with about 2 or 3 months ago.
Oh, you don't know what happened to it?
That ship was loaded. And I hope it went to the halfway houses and the government projects where they have people that they have to take care of.
You think
because
so?
Because nothing was ever said about that.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just curious to know what happened to it, if nobody else cares.
I'm with you. I'm curious, too. I could give you some of what I've heard happens, but we'll perhaps do that another time. Good afternoon, McCartney. ABC News said live from 9 a.m. this morning that thousands of the Johnson vaccines are contaminated. I'm not anti-vax, however, I'm waiting until more research is done. Did you hear about the Novavax vaccine? I heard that it's better than the rest, and chances of getting side effects are minimal. I've heard some about Novavax, but I haven't heard when it's going to come out. Okay. The what? No. Oh. Actually, we can take calls. It's fine. Yeah. No biggie. It's an open line. I don't want to. I shouldn't just be like, shut it down. Says physical farming is good for fat people. True. Very good. Agreed. Says 52 is cursed with knowledge like Thanos. He's frustrated with his own consciousness, perhaps. All right. You can call us or text us, 422-4796. There's a text line, and you can call us at 323-6232, 323-6232, and 325-4316, 325-4316, okay? So, y'all send me some crazy stuff, I will lie to you. Good day, Juan. Can you tell me when the straw market will be open? I don't recall a specific date being mentioned for the straw market. Now, I know that the water vendors are supposed to open on November 15th. And I agree with Joe Beth Colby. There was no... Do you know what it is to... Maybe you don't. Maybe you do. You know what it's to not work for a year and a half and still try to figure out how to live? I can't. I know one guy who was a water vendor, jet ski guy. He said he did. He pivoted into like landscaping and things like this and doing odd jobs. But they were making money. And with the return of tourism, late last year, there's no reason to keep those people out of work. All right? Because we're losing our minds now. Okay? It says, please ask ERCO why and how utility companies can charge you a service fee if they disconnect your service. They should only be charging a minimum connection fee, since if it's disconnected, there's no service. Yeah, that's an argument. So, listen, and here's what I'm going to say. Vaccine, COVID pills, all this stuff like that. We got to get back to living, man. All right? Not that we're going to get back to partying and all that stuff, but business has to be conducted. And I understand public health measures. It's been 18 months now. You got your vaccines. You got antiviral medication now. You got monoclonal antibodies, et cetera, right, and other treatments that they're looking at for COVID-19. You can't keep everything shut down forever because you see the havoc that it's creating on the education system, on the economy, the supply chains, et cetera, due to all these weird job vacancies. And yet, many people have died through all of that. Now, your argument's like, well, many more people would have died. I don't know that we know that to be the case. All right? We shut down schools in the Providence for ages, and yet we still saw spikes in the coronavirus rates and deaths while the schools were shut down. So who could point to me to say that the schools being closed prevented so many more deaths than would occurred? Right? There's been no data, no science. We've just been doing it because we think that's the best thing to do. And the thing about science is that, yeah, you posit a theory, but if your theory doesn't pan out and the results can't be replicated, then your theory's incorrect. So this theorizing we did where we shut everything down for these prolonged periods of time and disadvantaged these kids over some outsized fear that COVID-19 is going to kill everybody didn't make any sense to me ever. And I understand public health measures, but I just disagree that all this needed to occur. All right? Coronavirus is a real thing. I don't want it. I don't want anyone I know to have it. But at the same time, there's inherent risk in life itself. And so we just got to balance out the risks and try to mitigate these things and do the best we can. But everything can still stay shut down, shut down, shut down. I'm still very concerned. My son seems to be adapting, okay? And my daughter's in school full time now. But I'm very concerned that my son is doing school 2 days a week for 2 weeks and then 3 days a week for 2 weeks. And he's supposed to take his grade level assessment test this year. I think he'll do well, but it's a matter of great concern for me that he's going to be disadvantaged when he doesn't need to be. It says the study from Israel, Norway, et cetera, is showing transmission between the vax. Also, Dr. Mobin Saeed documented with research that vaccine spike protein is impeding DNA repairs in the nucleus. I agree, but sharing and having it is not a curse. You hating sheep. Okay. So what's going on with the House Speaker? She talks down to these men as if they're children. She needs to be replaced. Her behavior is that of a spoiled child. It's not a good look. I mean, I might as well tell you. I know y'all, yeah, PLP, you want everything to look good, right? It ain't a good look. You're not looking stern. You're not looking like I have a firm grip of the House. You're looking like you have an issue in terms of you don't have the temperament to really be in the chair. And that's how you're looking. All right? You don't got to listen to me. But people are talking. Know that. Not just F&Ms. I've talked to people in the PLP. All right? Prominent people who are saying, give her a chance, right? I know it's rocky now, but give her a chance. She'll find her footing. But you only get one chance to make a first impression. Last call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
I am still calling to endorse my Christian Park.
I can't hear you very well.
I said I'm also calling to endorse my Christian Park.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Since you make an excellent leader for the FNM.
Yeah.
Great guy.
I think he has what it takes.
Yeah, right.
Now, he might get it and just be an insane person and ruin the party, but I don't, you know. You don't know until he gets there. And so far, he's showing that he has those qualities that are good.
Yeah, but most persons who follow him, yes, I think they know he's a nice person.
Yeah, man, he's cool.
He's a really okay person.
Yeah, he's a good guy. His he's my best friend's cousin. Pintard's from Freeport via Ragged Island. Right? So his people are from Ragged Island. Wayne Monroe's people are from Ragged Island. They're good people. Shout out to Junior Pintard down there in Ragged Island, who I know is not listening. Pintard, Junior, Lobster Man, and Salt. You gotta let me know when the boat coming to Nassau. Someone contact him. Half a kit. That's all I need. All right? Let's do the call. I can't get to the rest of these texts. This has been an interesting day. Good afternoon. Welcome to the... Nope. All right. Fine. That's it. We're done. So you guys have a great day. Enjoy your weekend. Be good to each other. Try to absorb what's going on in the news and in the rest of the world. And take care out there, Bahamas.